like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
It's the return of Bands of Your Life, our first installment here in 2021, and it's still brought to us by Globe Life, who's your beneficiary. They've got a site especially for P1s, globelifep1.com. And who better to kick off Bands of Your Life in 2021 with the NHL season cranking up this week than our longtime hockey buddy, who once again will join us every Friday morning at 8:50 for weekly Dallas Stars and NHL visits. Ladies and gentlemen, and Happy New Year to Daryl Razor Ray. How are you?
Oh, my sweet, brave musers. So good to be back with you.
So good to hear your voice. Did you have a good off season?
Yeah, sort of.
You know, 2 months of it.
Stayed positive, tested negative, had shoulder surgery. You know, just trying to keep the thing together, mentally and physically.
Yeah, how's the shoulder?
It's good. I'm a month out, so it's I'm on the repair. I'll have a sling on the air for a couple of games, I guess, and then I'll be out of it and back going low on the course again.
Will you be able to pitch again?
Yeah. Well, I told him to tighten it up a little bit. I want to get a few more mile per hour out of that big lefty coming off the mound. So, no, it's just something that I put off forever. All those great glove saves back in the day, Junior, tore a hole in my rotator cuff. So
I could see that.
Wow.
Yeah, I could see that.
The doc said it was a massive tear. That's how much I was playing through to call the games in the spring.
Call a game
summer.
With that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, courage.
Well, we're excited to hear your answers to our music survey because
I
since
love
you're
these.
Canadian by birth, is every answer going to be Rush? Oh no, you can't use you can't use the same band twice, so you can't do that.
Will Bob and Doug McKenzie make an appearance? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out.
Alanis Morissette.
That's right.
So stereotypical.
Okay, Triumph. Well, we're going to talk a lot of hockey with you starting this Friday at 8:50. So let's talk music with you today.
All right.
And yes. We always start with the harshest one, band that you hate.
Okay. There are a few, but none takes the top spot like this band. Do I name it or would you play the music? There we go. Oh my God, what a beating. CCR.
Yes, I'm with you.
It's like hillbilly lager music. It's awful. All I see is him in that flannel shirt, big sideburns, just whipping this one. Oh my God, turn it off. It's baby boomer hooey music. I hate it.
You know, I know he's got a big resume and a lot of people love him. He's probably in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but there's something about John Fogerty. That voice has just always kicked me in the nuts.
Yes. Right in the man berries.
The weird pronunciations of words. Is that part of it?
Like what?
Oh, just right there.
It's got Hellmouth.
Yeah.
Lots of people have Hellmouth.
He's a twang singer. Twang rocker.
Yeah.
God. Awful. It's just an automatic power down for me whenever that comes on. Anything from him or them. CCR. Yuck.
Okay, band you think is overrated?
Okay, this is always a weird one, right? Because music is very, there's not really a rating scale. Everyone's individual, and you have your individual likes. And it's like art. It's in the eye of the beholder. It's in the ear of the beholder. But I've never understood the love affair with Steely Dan from... Oh. I don't get it.
Now, I disagree with you here.
Okay.
I'm kind of with
That's
him
fine.
On this.
That's fine. I call it soft shart fusion. It's It's icky. I find it icky and kind of creepy. It just takes me to a room in like the late 70s with a macrame hanging basket fern and
yes.
wine bottle candle holders on the table and this playing on a hi-fi.
You know, Hey 19, that's kind of creepy, I guess.
Like, yeah, kind of.
Legal, though.
Pedophilia. Okay, go ahead. Sell me on Steely Dan. I'd love to hear it.
That would be Junior's department.
So it's not like they're one of my top 10 bands, but I always liked them because, and maybe it is that 70s Fern in the Room feel. There's just some, there's a good vibe to their music. I've never, except for Hey 19, it's never creeped me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between. I don't know if they are necessarily overrated because I know a lot of people like Rhines. I mean, he just
Rhines loves them.
Loves them.
There must be something like to them. You know, I just don't know enough about them. I'm sure they're great musically.
Yeah.
It's just like this song is just an absolute
It'd be
nut
fine
stomper.
If you never heard it again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Agreed. But I'm not saying they're awful. I don't think they're as good as people say they are.
Yeah.
How's that? There you go.
They're overrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost as if they're overrated.
Category. I believe that's the layman's term for it. Yes.
Yes. Okay, this is Daryl Razor Ray doing Bands of Your Life. Next up, band you think is underappreciated.
Okay, there's a few of them, but I whittled it down to another 70s band. But I don't think the band Nazareth has ever been given its due.
Yes, I'm with you on this.
Like this is... I mean, this was get out on the dance floor and grab some ass at the end of the night anthem, right? Sure. Love hurts, love scars, love wounds. Come on, even the lyrics are great.
Yeah. It's a great song.
His voice is phenomenal. I love listening to him. What are they? Are they Scottish?
That's a good one. I'm not sure.
Let me look here.
I wish we knew.
Here, I've got it. Nazareth is the largest city in the northern district of Israel.
There you go.
There's Ray and the band.
Yeah.
Yes, Razor, you're correct. They're Scottish.
Yeah. And I mean, this is obviously their signature ballad, but they had a bunch of, you know, Turn on Your Receiver, Hair of the Dog, Razzmatazz, Holy Roller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they woke up this morning... My White Bicycle.
Yeah,
They had a ton of great songs, and nobody ever seems to hold them in the same regard that obviously I do, or that they should be held in, I think.
When I heard Hair of the Dog for the first time, I thought that was the coolest thing.
Yes!
Such a great
Talking
song.
Talking jivey poison ivy. Huh? You ain't gonna cling to me. Man taker, born faker. I ain't so blind I can't see. Come on. There you go.
Yeah.
More cowbell! More cowbell!
Yes.
No, we're not going to take...
No! I mean, listen to that.
What a great riff.
Yeah, great song.
Oh, a lot of white man overbite, huh?
Yes.
On that one? You just see it back in the day.
Okay, next up is...
I wanted to put Alice in Chains in there, too.
Oh, okay. Sure.
But Jer pushed me to Nazareth. I agree.
Nazareth is a good one. Nobody has brought up Nazareth.
No.
That's a first.
In Bands of Your Life yet, so.
Well, you're welcome.
You're a trailblazer.
Yeah, I try.
Okay, band that you love.
Well, come on. There is only one true... Razor Boy soundtrack band. I mean, most Canadians, I think, would say that this is Canada's house band, if you will. And
this Crash Test
Bob
Dummies?
No, it's not the Crash Test Dummies. This is Bob Cajun. This is the Tragically Hip, man. I mean, trying to just come up with a song from them is the hardest thing ever. It's like choosing a favorite child or something.
I agree with you. It is hard for me come up with a song from them.
Well, I don't know much about them.
Well, they're a band from Kingston. They have two Gords in the band, so it doesn't get much more Canadian than that. And two guitarists, bass. Unfortunately, Gord Downie, their lead singer, who's got a very, very original and I think just awesome voice, died of brain cancer 3 years ago now.
Oh man!
There's a terrific documentary out called "Long Time Running." You should watch it. It'd be worth your while. And
I like this.
This sounds great.
Yeah, I truly believe you have to be. You kind of have to be Canadian to fully get it.
Okay.
You just do. I mean, they have three songs that are just about hockey: "Fireworks," "50 Mission Cap," and "Lonely End of the Rink" that you hear Fernando play for me. But this song, Wheat Kings, Fiddler's Green, like George, you'd love every one of those ballad songs. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Road Apples is a great album, introductory album from back in 91. I think their best album was Fully Completely. I saw them at Trees here. They played here quite a bit, but I saw them at Trees, saw them at House of Blues.
You know, just for you, Razor, I'm going to download some Tragically Hip music today and get to know them.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
Not me.
You're not going to get any effort out of Gordo.
Jesus, Gordon. Try something. I mean, you're an honorary... With that name, you're an honorary Canadian.
Yeah, you should have been in the band.
Every third Canadian male is named Gord. You should know that.
We just gonna start calling him Gord, maybe.
Yes.
I'll try something.
During hockey season, we'll just call him
Gord.
Yes,
the Canadian version of Gordon Keith, Gord.
Heroin.
Okay, Razor Ray doing Bands of Your Life this week with us. Next up is Band That Made You Fall in Love with Music.
Well, I mean, I think every young male in his early teens, back when these guys broke, would say the same thing. I mean, Van Halen. When Van Halen 1 came out, it was a life-altering experience.
Sure. Yep.
I mean,
that's good to hear. It was that way in Canada too.
Like the first time I heard Eruption, it was just like, whoa, what is that? And then I think if you listen to the intros of virtually every song on those first two albums, it's testosterone injected straight into your ear. It's explosive.
Which is fun to do.
It's painful.
You
want to
come over tonight and try it?
Yeah, we might.
I would imagine this would play well in the hockey rooms around Canada.
Oh, my
Crank
God.
Up some Van Halen.
I think I was introduced to this. Listen to that.
You know, I can now play this. I can now play this. I just play it a little faster.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Wow. Speed metal. I remember drinking White Russians and going and laying down some rubber in a hopped up Dodge Dart with a Hemi Cuda with the older boys in the late 70s.
Now that's
but this
living.
Just cranked. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, here awesome. We go.
I mean, I wore those early Van Halen albums out.
That's Chris McKinley covering Van Halen.
Like Diamond Dave back in the day with that banshee yell of his. They were a great band.
Yep.
That was a good one, man. That was it.
Now on to Razor's Guilty Pleasure.
No. It was difficult to narrow this down.
Madonna.
I mean, I went Florida Georgia Line. I'm pretty eclectic with my music. Like, I love jazz. I love Adele. I got really into Halsey for a while. But right now it's girl country. I love me some girl country right now. Kacey Musgrave.
Oh yeah.
Maren Morris.
You bet.
Miranda.
Texas Lord girls.
Elena. Yeah.
Texas women. And why does it have to be called girl country?
Dolly Parton. Texas country. People. How about that? Is that yes. good?
Well, it's the yes. girls. Yeah. It's the girls that Diarrheal are singing the country music.
Women.
Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn.
She's still alive, isn't she?
Yeah.
I believe so.
She's like 104.
Tanya
Tucker. She is not 100.
No, and... my favorite probably right now is this. It's Pam. Oh, can't you just feel your blood pressure going down a little bit? Huh?
Yeah. As well as my life force.
Just listen to this.
Traditional country.
That's frisky, sultry, girl in command gold right there, Gordon. That's what that is. I want to lay down in the dark and take a match right to your heart. Come on.
That sounds like violence.
I like.
George, you support this.
Yo, you bet.
Now, what's the deal with Kacey Musgraves? I've heard some medical stuff about
her.
Yeah,
she's doing fine. She's got IBS.
She's doing great. Okay. She had one bout with diarrhea like everybody else.
Bottom.
She's a beautiful singer, Kacey Musgraves.
Yes, she is.
Kacey Musgraves? Yep. Is she the prettiest diarrhea of all time?
Yes. Well... At least of the last few decades. I can't go all time because you can't go across generations with diarrhea like that, I don't think.
Didn't think I'd hear that this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, your favorite band to see live.
Okay. I don't know whether you guys are... You probably are, especially George and Gordon. Well, maybe not Gordon as much. Are you guys concert goers?
Nah.
Like, do you like going to concerts?
Back when we had concerts, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a later...
back before the pandemic.
Right, before the pandy, I became a later in life concert goer. Like, I didn't go to many in my first 25 years, but way more in my second 25.
Yeah, well, I'm not a humongous concert goer. I don't like to have my experience with music ruined or interrupted by others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one.
By the guy spilling beer and singing off key next to you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And two, I don't do drugs. So I don't understand why I would go to a concert, because it seems like that's what 90% of the people there are doing or are on. And I like to marry my music to my environment and enjoy it that way. Now, that said, Nine Inch Nails at Pine Knob back in the day... It was the Further Down the Spiral tour, 1994. They opened, I remember, with Mr. Self-Destruct. They finished with this. This finished it. You talk about a vibrant evening of music.
Wasn't this Falwell's group too? Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
Nuts.
Can you imagine outdoor Razor spaghetti dancing to this? And sucking on a pacifier and tripping balls on MDMA.
Oh, Trent Reznor, huh?
At Pine Knob, huh?
Pine Knob Outdoors, right by the Palace in Auburn Hills.
Okay.
Yeah,
north of Detroit.
No, Pine Knob.
Hole, listen to this. Hole and Marilyn Manson opened up for them.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the Freaks came out that night. It was nuts, but it was an experience more than it was a concert.
Boy, Mark so Paul I enjoyed used to drive around and is a Zuzu pup listening to this all the time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the experience of this in the theater of it. And I like their music, so.
Yeah.
But as far as just going to concerts and that, I don't know. Like, I've seen Springsteen and that, and it was great. It was long. But
right.
I'd prefer to just listen to Springsteen when I'm doing something else than sit there and watch them. So that's my deal.
Well, Razor, this was a big success.
Killed it.
Loved your list.
How'd I do?
Killed it.
Did I? I introduced you to the Tragically Hip. At least sample
yes.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, try a lot of surprises.
I'd love to hear your feedback. Yeah.
Definitely going to do that, and thank you for bringing up Nazareth today.
Yes. My gift. My gift to you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, terrific. Thanks for doing this, and we're going to start talking hockey later this week. Friday, 8:50 starts our weekly season-long visits with Razor, and looking forward to another fun year of hockey.
Yeah, me too. As long as they get the corona out of them. We'll get going.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hopefully get this thing started for the Stars sometime soon. All right, Razor, we'll talk in a few days.
All right, stay brave. See you, boys.
There he goes, Daryl Razor Ray in the bands of his life.